At the Heart of the Arts, I'm Sterling Biaf. This Friday and Saturday evenings, the Phoenix Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Densmore for a concert of Mozart, the younger Strauss, and Tchaikovsky. Pianist Drew Peterson, the winner of the 2017 American Pianist Awards, will play Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. And I spoke with him just last week by phone. You know, and you read your bio, and you know, you're the prodigy, but you're a prodigy more ways than one. I mean, you graduated Harvard at 19, is that right?
Yes, that is correct. I know, it's crazy for me to even think about it.
You go on from there to the Juilliard School, and do you remember, was there a time when you said, okay, I'll go to Harvard, I'll get my liberal arts and social science degree, but I know this is what I want to do. I want to play the piano. Was there a moment when you realized that?
I can't particularly pinpoint any moments in time that I said, this is what I'm going to do. However, during my time at Harvard, and I like to tell this story, I remember thinking very clearly, this is what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to use my time at Harvard to not do as much exploration of music within this institution. I'd rather explore everything else besides music, because look at what's here. I mean, this is just the center of, you know, learning and knowledge and incredible, incredible minds. So I might as well just get as much as possible broadly and deeply in every way. That being said, if I found anything that interested me as much as music did, I would maybe go do that and combine it with music in some way, or possibly even go just do whatever that may be. However, nothing quite got there.
Well, you've already, by the age of 24, you've had many, many opportunities to shine with awards. But what has it meant to win the American Pianist Association Award? What has that been in your life?
Oh, what does it mean? From a practical perspective, it means I get a little bit of money and I get, you know, great opportunities to share music by myself in recital at great venues, and also with fantastic colleagues, various orchestras, conductors, and to be able to be introduced to some of the best and brightest in classical music in this country and throughout the world is such a privilege, and to be able to work with them and learn from them, that's really been such a great, great thing.
So you'll be coming to Phoenix to play Tchaikovsky's first concerto with a conductor that I've not heard before, David Densmore. Are you familiar with him?
I have heard through the grapevine that he's fantastic.
I'm assuming there'll be a conversation between you and Densmore about, okay, we're doing Tchaik 1, what are we going to do? Do you enjoy those conversations with conductors?
I do, actually. They can be, especially with some conductors one doesn't know so well, the first conversation can be, you know, it's a challenge for sure. To, number one, I think the biggest challenge in those kinds of conversations is knowing oneself and knowing what I want to do exactly in a piece. The actual communication, if one's prepared, is then very easy. It's then lovely. But if one's not prepared, it can be quite difficult.
Well, you're playing one that, a concerto that most of us would say is a war horse, right? And
I mean, that's true.
Is there a particular performance? Is there a particular pianist who's Tchaikovsky first? You think, yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, I mean, in terms of the most iconic performance, and which I think is a great performance, one immediately thinks of Van Cliburn winning the Tchaikovsky competition in Russia with Tchaikovsky 1. That performance just is kind of seared into one's memory.
Yeah.
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think of whenever I think of this concerto. It's big shoes to follow, for sure.
When you think, okay, so it's 19 years since your recital at the Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall. Can you remember that performance?
It's going to sound strange, but I do remember feeling so excited and so happy to be on stage and sharing music for people. That memory I do carry with me.
Well, and you're coming to play with the Phoenix Symphony. How much do you know about the Phoenix Symphony?
I actually know a few of the orchestra members. One of the cellists is a childhood friend of mine, Talia Buchbinder. And the concertmaster, Stephen, I worked with just a few months ago in Oregon. But besides that, I don't know too much about the ensemble, besides it has a phenomenal reputation throughout the country as being one of the you know, great orchestras in our nation. And I'm really excited to work with everyone there.
Well, we're excited to hear Tchaikovsky first with what I'm sure will be the first of many appearances that you'll be making with the Phoenix Symphony. We can hope, anyway. Drew Peterson, thanks so very much.
Thanks so much. Pleasure to talk with you, Sterling.
Pianist Drew Peterson will play the Tchaikovsky First Concerto Friday and Saturday evenings with the Phoenix Symphony, and guest conductor David Donsmar, the chief conductor of the Zagreb Philharmonic. In addition to Tchaikovsky, the concert will include Mozart's Linz Symphony, No. 36, and the Emperor Waltz by the younger Johann Strauss. The concerts begin at 7:30 in Phoenix Symphony Hall. For more information and tickets, go to phoenixsymphony.org. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.